We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Someone said yesterday you guys were talking about neck fans, like those neck coolers that we were mentioning.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I got my Arctic cooler yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
it got mailed to me.
Did you work it out?
Yeah. You know, it's, yeah, it does what it blows air.
It blows
there. Yeah, it blows there. It's kind of cool. You know, I mean,
it's not as good as you thought it was going to be.
Look, it's going to be something. It'll help. But, you know, I was really hoping for something more, and I should have realized, you know, it's not, you know.
A lot of people say that you should get a ceiling fan, and you do the reverse direction, and that'll help bring the cool air up.
Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah, I wondered if that would help out. I'm looking into it.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the neck fan, because this person said, I wanted to let you know I got one over the weekend, and it's great. It's the best invention ever. Best part of it is when you have it on, you're sweaty. When you have it on while you're sweaty, it cools the sweat down, so it feels like constant cold water running down your face.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
All right.
What if that's like the thing now? We're going to just see people in the summers with these like weird looking like neck things on them that are coolers for their face.
Yeah, I hope it's okay. I remember there was something, I don't know, Legionnaire's disease or some kind of sickness you could get because you were letting your sweat get too cold and be on your body. I don't know if that's I forget what it was. I don't know if it's Legionnaire's disease or something, but you got to be careful about letting cold sweat stay on you, apparently. I don't know. It sounds like a great invention. They say your neck is where your body regulates temperature. So if you're ever really hot, you should put some sort of cold something on the back of your neck and you'll feel relief quickly.
Huh. It was the feet holding the heat, right? And the head as well. Is it the feet?
Well,
the
that's
head?
What you, that, that's,
I know the
yeah,
head,
you want,
yeah.
You want to keep your head and feet. Yeah. You want to keep your head and feet warm because that's where it escapes. The
yeah.
Heat
okay.
will escape. Yeah. But they say the neck is like your thermostat. And if you're feeling really hot, you take a cold towel and put it around your neck, and you'll feel relief quicker than if you try to do it anywhere else in your body.
Oh.
That's what I heard from an expert, and I you know, whether or not they know what they're talking about.
Somebody want to know, what is our favorite holiday?
Favorite
you know, Danny's.
Holiday?
Does anybody have to guess at Danny's?
Oh, it's easy, Labor Day.
Yeah, of,
yeah,
course.
Of course.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought it was
yeah.
Arbor Day.
That
yeah.
too.
They're really close together. I really like the trees, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's Halloween for Danny.
Thank
of
you. Yes.
Yeah.
Halloween.
I think we've talked about this before. Let's see if we remember. Do we all remember each other's favorite holidays?
All right. BJ's is Flag Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know me because of Sheldon. You know what I mean? Fun with flags.
Man, I feel like everybody but Danny is probably Christmas.
I thought you were Thanksgiving.
I am.
See?
Yeah.
I
that's what I was trying to swerve you, and you were on to me, Mickey.
I know you too well.
Yeah, I'm definitely Christmas, and you know, I forgot Steve is Thanksgiving, so thank you for that, Vicky, because I would have said Christmas.
Yep.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But I honestly don't know Rev. I can't remember if Rev is Christmas or not.
I think his is May the 4th.
Yeah, because it's also his birthday.
Yeah, you actually called it 100%. Yeah, yeah. When
that's
my birthday falls on Star Wars Day, I mean, it works out.
It's not really a holiday, though. Is
get
it?
Out!
It's holiday.
My birthday is a holiday.
Majors. Yeah, okay, thank you. And I know, you know, I thought they were talking about the major holidays.
I think it was a holiday.
BJ, I think you might be right, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, Rev, do you have a major holiday favorite outside of your birthday, May the 4th be with you?
Nope.
Really? Okay, well, all right, there's that. And Vicky, are you Christmas? Is it Christmas for you?
I mean, I really love Halloween, but there's a lot of pressure. But I love Christmas music, the snow, the wrapping of the presents. I love every single part of it. Even the parts that people hate, I love it. So I think Christmas has to be number one.
Even the arguing amongst family, because that's how I connect. That's probably why I don't like Christmas. I don't hate Christmas, but Christmas was always a chore growing up because it was just like, okay, it's awesome that we get presents. But then after we get presents, we get to go around family and they all argue with each other. So it's kind of like, is it worth it for the presents?
Well, like at some point our family
got... Yes, the answer is yes, of course.
at some point our family got way too big. There's 17 of us cousins, 18 now with my little brother who just got adopted. So there's just no room to have all the cousins plus the parents and maybe boyfriends and girlfriends. So we just stopped having Christmas parties a long time ago. So I never really had that. It was just fun. We'd cook at home. Because we always have Christmas dinner, Noche Buena, the 24th.
Noche Buena.
Good night, the good night. And yeah, it was just us. It was perfect.
As we've gotten older, I think Christmas Eve now has become a better, I get more excited about because that's the one where we, like now I'm around my wife's family and they don't argue like my family does. So it's like a lot more fun to be around family. And that's the day where everyone just like it's all the bells and whistles, all the food. I just holiday that involves eating like a mass amount of food, BJ, clearly.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. If you like Thanksgiving, you're going to love Christmas Eve. That makes sense.
But I'm pretty pumped for this Christmas because I get to – Tatum's going to be a little bit more aware of what's going on. And, you know, last year it was more just like
– Oh, yeah.
You'd rip the box for her and then she'd kind of pull it and then she got bored of it.
Lost interest.
There wasn't much going on for her where she was like that excited about Christmas. I think this year it's going to be a bigger deal.
Hopefully she won't be terrible. I mean, hopefully they
don't
come.
Oh, she's already warming us up for that, BJ. Don't worry.
Nice.
Oh,
you're
prepared. Ahead of her time. She ahead of the curve.
It depends on the day, but yes.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Today she woke up just randomly at 3 a.m. That never happened. She usually sleeps through the night. She's crying and screaming. Maybe even a little bit earlier than that. My wife goes in, tries to put her back down. She's still crying and screaming. So my wife's like sitting there on the chair in the baby's room. And she slides off of her and just walks out of the room and goes to our like kind of office where we have books, like all the children's books and the books I never read. And she grabs one of her books and in the dark just sits there and pretends to be reading the book. And we're like, I guess she just woke up with a hankering to read.
Wow, that's interesting, man. You know, like the thing, you want to know what's going on in her head. Like, what are you doing?
Right? Because like I wake up and I'm like, where's my wife? And then I go and I'm like, why do I hear our child talking? Like she's like making sounds, not really talking, but and then there she is just sitting on my wife's lap, just reading in the dark.
Oh, man.
Because why not?
Those wonderful moments where you go, great, you're being totally random. Thank you, child.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.